Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Anyhow, we're going to get right into what's happening in Cambodia, and particularly what's going on with the Pink Room. We're going to share with you this documentary when we get back from this break, and really get you to see what's happening and some of the really hopeful things that are occurring in Cambodia. We're talking about human trafficking and the importance and need to put an end to it and put a stop to it. I'm thankful for the Ministry of Exodus Cry that really put out a movie called Nefarious at one time that really began to educate me and show me, wow, this is really happening in the world today, and it's even happening in the United States. When you hear human trafficking, oftentimes what that includes is women and children that are being taken as slaves for the purpose of having sex with them. They sell them, and it's horrific. And what these drug dealers have learned over the years, that they sell drugs one time and make a profit, but they have found, demonically inspired, I guess, that if they sold a person, they would continue to make money over and over and over again. And the victims that we're seeing most often, like I said, are children and are women. It's happening all over the world, and it's Americans that are going to these countries, quote-unquote, for tourist activities, but what they're doing is they're committing crimes. Right now, 20.9 million people are victims of human trafficking. That doesn't even show you the extended amount of victims, because a family member is victimized by that and tormented by that. It just keeps spreading. That ring, if you will, keeps getting larger. 27% of all victims detected globally are children. And that just really hurts you when you look at the innocence of children and how less they're thought of, and it's like if the enemy can't have them killed before they're born, he's trying to torment them when they are, when they are developing and growing in a crucial time. But I want to tell you that there's hope in this. Many people their eyes have been opened. They're being exposed. They're being educated. Many prayer networks around the nation and the world, people are beginning to pray to end human trafficking. Is one of the things that we pray, consistently now for what, probably 5 years? And, with us, as far as putting an end to this, and part of putting an end is being able to educate people on what's happening, and then also working with other ministries, putting things in place to not only, physically rescue these victims, which Operation Underground Railroad is doing a fabulous job with them. It's an organization filled with ex-Green Beret, Navy SEALs, all sorts of military guys and gals, I would imagine, and they're extracting them from these areas. But it also has to do with prevention. We saw that during the World Cup, Operation Blessing put out an amazing movie that was aired in 12 cities to be able to educate, the locals. Hey, this is what's happening. Don't leave your children, because they're being kidnapped. These girls and children are being kidnapped. Some are being sold by their parents in Cambodia to earn a living for the family. It's just horrific. And what we're finding is that there's a process. Then there's a restoration process that has to occur. And then they try to, reintegrate them back into society and back into family, back into the church as healed and whole. I want you to watch this trailer as it documents the life of a young girl named Mean. And she basically enters a brothel, and her virginity is sold. And then she's sold over and over again at a lesser and lesser price. It's absolutely devastating. But what you'll find that in this movie, there are local people that are in Cambodia that are working with ministries to not only help her, but actually put an end to this in Cambodia. So out of a tragic situation, there's beams of light coming from it. Watch this as you see what's happening.
There's so many people in Cambodia that have no idea what's going on. They think that there's sex going on, but they don't understand about the torture, the severe abuse that these girls go through.
There are over 100 brothels on the street. Some people are quoting 80 to 100,000 women here who are being commercially sexually exploited.
In 2003, IJAM successfully advocated to do a large intervention in SWIPOC. But we were aware, especially being on the ground here, that really the story had not ended.
Mian was in this brothel in SWIPOC the day that IJAM made a raid.
When they rescue, so aftercare is the journey.
Aftercare alone wasn't the answer, and we realized that we needed to be part of the prevention end of it.
Many people, they are unhappy with us. They think all these people come to kill them business.
We have no friend. We look like a stranger in the community. But my job, to build relationship.
What we're talking about is healing a child that's been through unbelievable abuse. How do we do that?
Our goal here is to gather useful information, who sold them, how much they sold them for.
I know if it was me, I'd be wondering if somebody was out there who would help me.
They can come and ask me anytime. I told them we are here for you.
Failure is part of what we have to deal with.
I want to restore hope for children.
We're not talking about a shift in culture. We're talking about changing values. If a mother looks in her child's eyes and sees a value, she will not traffic that child.
So what are you gonna do when you're done with your coffee? What you gonna do when you're done with your coffee?
The movie's called The Pink Room. We'll make sure all the information is related here for you so that you can get it. But it makes me think about the church. It makes me think about us as Christians, that oftentimes you hear folks that are looking for somebody else to do something. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a default switch that I hear many people say, well, let's get the government involved and let's get this organization involved. And I say, let's get the church involved. You know, we have access to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords through prayer, and through prayer we can change anything. God wants to partner with us. And when we look at these things, it's time for us to say, hey, we don't need to look for somebody else. We can do something about this. Mm-hmm. We can pray. We can do the airstrikes, if you will, because nothing's going to happen. You know, before you walk anything out, you got to be able to pray. You got to see God. You got to dismantle this evil network in the heavenly realms, if you will, in second heaven. You need to break that so that we can send missionaries in, so we can send folks in that will love on these children. Listen, many of these kids are abandoned. They don't feel like they're loved. Their parents are just basically throwing them away. Maybe it's our opportunity to start looking at adoption. My understanding, I think in the United States alone, and we're going to verify this, but 140 million children, around the world, need to be adopted. 140 million. And what would happen if we as believers begin to start opening our homes and opening our hearts, even begin to start entertaining something like that? Because the Bible says we're here but a vapor, and then, you know, we're gone. What are we going to do in this brief moment in life? And of all the prayers that we're going to be praying, of all the times we're going to be seeking God, how much of that time is going to be spent, you know, asking for one more thing, you know, one more toy, one more blessing, while there's so many people that are hurting all around the world? And I think we're going to be held accountable for it.
Yeah, that's huge. Like when you think about that, it's like so often that we get caught up in that analysis paralysis of like looking at all these things of like what to do. It's just like there's so many, you know, there's so many problems. And the lie is that, you know, I'm only one person.
Yeah.
What can I do?
Yeah.
And, you know, I've heard the conversation that's had. It's just like, you know, it's like saying, God, do something. And God says, you do something.
Yeah.
And that's the huge thing. It's just like God created us to be in response, to be his hands, to be his feet. And, you know, it's like you remember that little bracelet that says, you know, what would Jesus do? And it's just like, okay, do that.
Yeah.
Go and do that. Be the answer. Go be the kingdom. Go be the presence of what Jesus would do and be that conduit of love in those moments. Because it's just like, I think about it, so, you know, you said it so powerfully. It's just like we have to pray. You know, it's like those airstrikes in the spiritual realm and just speaking out the kingdom, speaking out the name of Jesus. But then there's a time when there needs to be boots on the deck.
Yeah.
There needs to be that presence of someone saying, Jesus Christ loves you. And you know, and that just that loving person giving a bowl of food in just in love.
We need to return back to the heart of God, which is having compassion. You know, when we look at devastating things like that, do we just say, oh, wow, those poor people over there in that country? Or, you know, do we look at ourselves as American Christians, or do you see yourself as a global Christian? See, the American Christian looks at things as governments and says, you know, let that government deal with it. That's those people's problem. But a global Christian looks at the whole world and says, hey, I have the opportunity. You know, God has called me for such a time as this to affect the nations of the world. And I think that, you know, I get so caught up with hope right now. And maybe you're watching, you're saying, man, I want to get involved. This is something you can get involved in. This is something that you can cry out to God for, and you can begin to start praying right there, wherever you're at, in your home. I talk to so many people that say, I just want to do something for God. Hey, you can always pray. And what is done in secret, believe me, God will reward you in public. But even if he didn't reward you in public, to know that you could be one that stands in the gap for such a time as this, to be one that's able to say, you know what? I'm going to do what I can in my generation, in my lifetime, whether that's praying, whether that's giving financially, whether that's even, you know, volunteering and giving of myself. When we think in terms of eternity, you know, what really matters in life, I think that we'll begin to make so many different decisions today. We'll begin to look at life completely different when we look at life from heaven's perspective. We want to encourage you, listen, seize the moment, seize today. When we get right back from this break, we're going to talk about gifts, the gifts that God has given us, and have we discovered them? And most of all, have we put them to work?
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.